Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
So, Chris Day, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I live in Rockland County, New York, and I'm a graduate of Yale University and Columbia Business School. I spent 4 years in the U.S. Army. I served as an infantry officer in Iraq and Afghanistan. I did a year in Afghanistan and 2 months in Iraq. I saw combat in Afghanistan and finished as a captain in 2011 with 17 awards and decorations, including the Bronze Star. Since then, I have been working as a vice president at an Israeli-focused investment firm in Manhattan, and I decided to run back in March. Basically, you know, I saw that the country and our district, specifically the 17th district, is facing a lot of different unique challenges and big issues that are just sort of being ignored in D.C., and I wanted to make sure that we had someone that's going through the same challenges that everyone else is going through there to speak for them.
Now, can you beat Nita Lowey?
Absolutely. You know, Nita Lowey has been there for a long time, and she's served the country as a congresswoman. But that said, you know, times change, and sometimes you need to have a new approach, someone who's willing to work with both sides to get things done as opposed to being part of the partisan stalemate. The district is new. The only election that's been held here was the 2012 presidential election. It's a lot less democratic than it used to be. And they voted for Republicans in the past. In 2013, in similar turnout to what we're going to see this year, the Westchester portion of the district voted for Rob Astorino with 57% of the vote. And in 2013, I was managing the county executive campaign for my father, Ed Day, and we won Rockland County, which is the remainder of the district. So both of those areas are 2-1 Democrat, and it's a D+5 district. We really do believe that this is the year and the confluence of circumstances where we'll be able to make a win happen here.
Now, what does D+5 mean? I'm sorry.
The Cook political value rating basically says the percentage points more Democratic leans the district than the average district in the United States. So it's 5 percentage points more Democratic in a presidential year than the average.
So you're saying it's very interesting that Rob Astorino, the Westchester County executive who is now running against Andrew Cuomo, unexpectedly beat a popular, at the time we thought, Democratic county executive. So you're saying that those people who are in that mind are more likely to vote for you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, they voted for Rob twice in Westchester, and he's on the ticket this year. And if there's one county where they know about him already, they know what he stands for, it's Westchester. They've already been exposed to him. And he won overwhelmingly last year with 57% of the vote in our portion of Westchester. And Rockland County had a Republican county executive for 20-some-odd years before 2013, and it just voted overwhelmingly for another Republican during the campaign I was managing for my father. So, remember, this is not a non-presidential year. It's a congressional year. There's more local issues on the ticket, more about economics, taxes, that sort of thing. And we really do feel that those local issues combined with just a general sense that the country is going in the wrong direction, a lot of dissatisfaction with President Obama on the left, right, and center, really, at this point, in the year 6 of his presidency, that it's not just a race that is worth running. It's also a race that is certainly winnable.
So now, Nita Lowey is the ranking highest Democratic member on the Appropriations Committee. Obviously, she brings home a lot of bacon. Wouldn't it hurt the district to lose her in the House?
Well, you know, that's sort of the perspective she likes to say. She likes to say, well, I'm the ranking member of the Appropriations Committee. I bring home the bacon. Technically, yes, she is the ranking minority member of the Appropriations Committee. That said, she's in the minority, and she has not delivered, in fact, for the district despite her claims. In 2013, she managed to get 0 bills passed. 22 of 27 members of the New York State Congressional Delegation co-sponsored more bills than her. And when you talk about bringing money to the district, in 10 years preceding this year, inclusive, 85% of districts have received more money in federal grants and contracts than her district, whether it was the 18th or 17th district. Combine that with the Tappan Zee Bridge project going on right now in the dead center of this district. You know, it's the largest infrastructure project going on in the United States, certainly the largest that our district's ever seen, and it's of vital importance because it's the only connection between, there's another bridge, the Bear Mountain Bridge, the only major connection between the two counties. It's received $0 in federal grants. And, you know, my
Wait, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you because I remember when the Environmental Protection Administration told Andrew Cuomo he couldn't use a certain amount of the money that was allocated by the feds to do what he wanted to do, in other words, to add up, but that there was an enormous amount of money coming for the construction of the bridge from the federal government. So am I wrong about that?
Yeah, well, there's two different there's two different things that you're speaking of.
Yes,
one is at the beginning, the construction funds provided $1.6 billion loan from the federal government. Not a grant. So we have to repay that. You know, Ms. Lowy claims she doesn't know what the plan to pay for the bridge is. There has to have been some plan for revenue in order to apply for that loan. And I believe it's most likely based off of increased toll revenues.
Sure.
We've seen people in the Cuomo administration even hint at that, up to $15 potentially, a threefold increase. So that's a loan that's been provided that we have to pay back. And then what you were referencing is Governor Cuomo was trying to basically essentially misapply EPA funds.
Right.
Towards the building of the bridge to get additional grants. Now that's not that's a whole other bag of shenanigans in order to try to scrape together funding and not have to tell everyone that they're going to get their tolls raised. But there's no mass transportation on the bridge. There's no other way to get from Rockland to Westchester and back that it connects you directly with the population centers.
Yeah.
It's a huge issue. And the point is, if you look at the numbers, she hasn't delivered, whether in legislation or financially. And if you look at this huge example in the middle of the district, she has not delivered. So what she likes to say is, oh, well, it's the Republicans stopping, Republicans. But factually speaking, if you're going to say that you do deliver for the district and you don't, it doesn't really matter why. We need another approach to try to get it done. So she's a ranking minority member, but she's not delivering for the district, and that's what it boils down to.
Chris Day, have you seen any polls on this race?
We have internal polls that put us in a strong position going into November. There's no public polling as far as I'm aware of. I certainly think I would be. It's not one of those districts that traditionally people in the news media, and, you know, we live in an era of declining media budgets. So even our local paper used to do polling regularly in local races, the Journal News, but they stopped doing that a couple of years ago. So there's no Siena polling in the district. It's not something that you look at this district without knowing what's going on in it. And you'll say, oh, well, it's almost definitely going to go Democrat. Why even bother?
Mm-hmm.
Why spend our money there to do a poll? But our internal polling shows us in a strong position here. It shows that people are tired of the status quo. It shows especially in Rockland County that they're ready and willing for the change. And we're gonna ride that to the end. We have not, considering the position we're in, that we have not gone on air yet because she is a bit better funded than us, and we will be going on air. We expect to close the gap and make this work because she should be in a much stronger position than what we've seen.
Okay, we only have a minute on this segment, but I wanted to ask you, how's your fundraising coming? Is it from outside the district, in the district? How are you doing it?
I'm proud that nearly all of my fundraising is from individuals within the 17th district. We've raised, the last filing was close to 90%. It's probably something like 85% now is individuals in the district. My opponent's money mostly comes from large corporations, PACs from Wall Street, from federal government contractors, PACs, the actual corporate PACs, and also from, well-off individual donors outside of the district. George Soros and his family have given thousands and thousands of dollars to her. So she's running essentially a traditional incumbent political class campaign and is one of the richest members of Congress. Yeah, that's to be expected. But I'm running a campaign as someone who's a middle-class guy trying to make ends meet. I have a family, I have a son who's going to school in the district, and I'm going through it. Everyone else is going through, and the people who are going through it too with me are the ones who are funding this campaign.
I sort of have to cut it off there. It's been fun talking with you, and thank you so much, Chris Day, for spending this time with us. Come back the next time. I got a lot more questions to ask you.